CDO Chris Capello and Section 4 Sports Hall of Famer Greg Davey with us, as well as Rob Ray and Tammy Hood in studio, as we run traffic for you here for this year's coverage once again of the Canoe Regatta. And I think we have down to General Clinton Park, right? Yes, we do. And Craig Stevens. Craig.
Thank you, gentlemen. I'm very happy to have with us a guy that hasn't been here in a while, a guy that you might recognize his last name, and a guy that has been in this race many, many years before. Tim Trebold, dad, now known as dad of Andy Trebold. It's great to see you back at the race, Tim.
Thanks. I was really happy to come back.
Now, why haven't you been back in a while?
Well, you get some injuries and you get a little older, and then it's a pretty hard race to sit in the boat that long for me.
If you can put the mic a little closer to you, then but the four-person boat is a new concept, and that appealed to you?
For sure. For one, there's some about having four people as a team, and just to get your coordination for steering. It's a lot of fun, and it gives different people that you wouldn't normally paddle with, you can hop in the boat and go with them. It's more of a team thing than even a team act.
So you were in the stern, so you were steering today. And what's that like in a four-man as opposed to a two?
The hardest thing about the four-man is everybody has to switch real good, otherwise it throws your steering off. And our team is switching good, so that was pretty good.
Okay. Sorry, go ahead.
Was
that? No, you're okay.
And the hardest thing there is, for me anyway, is to keep the boat going straight.
Now,
they tend to turn real fast and easy.
They do. And so if you guys aren't in sync, there could be a real problem.
Well, what happens, it spins out and then everybody's steering. So to have good speed, the boat has to be tracking straight.
So you need some experienced paddlers to be in a four-person canoe.
Yeah, you're not going to just hop in there and be any good at all. We have a couple C4s that we practice in, and we bring people out and that you normally wouldn't paddle with. You can put them in there and practice, so everybody likes it.
Well, it's really wonderful to have you back here at the General Clinton, and obviously we've done a lot of coverage of your son. You must be proud of his accomplishments in this sport.
For sure, and you know he's finally listening to me. So he's like,
so what exactly? I mean, did he learn? When did you get him in the canoe first? Start paddling.
Well, you know, basically he just got in there right from the get go, and we got him a little paddle. You know, that's only 3 foot long, and get him out in there, and he seemed to like it some. And of course, it's not that easy as a father and son, because you know, anybody that has kids knows that that's hard to coach.
Right.
But we've had our moments, but overall, like, we still get along real good right now.
Well, I think it's great, and it's funny, because if you're from the Barton or Trebold family, you know, you're born, and when you're just big enough, that little paddle comes out, and off you go. What do you think makes Andy so much stronger? He's going to be, if they win, they were winning, you were ahead by 9 minutes or
okay.
So. If he wins, he'll be the second most wins of this event with 9. What
okay.
makes him so good, no matter who he paddles with, do you think?
Well, for one, like, if you start early like that, it's easy for to get the skills that you need. And canoeing, there's a lot of skill involved in canoeing, besides your physical ability to go fast. So starting at that early age, he developed all those skills. He's got real good skills. And then, of course, when you get good like that, you tend to get good partners, too. So,
right. Absolutely. Well, I'm glad to have seen you again. It was great when I saw that you were in one of the four-man. I said, great, we'll get to see Tim again. And we saw Bruce Barton yesterday at the Hall of Fame dinner there. And you and Bruce have paddled numerous times together. And I know there was that one year that it was so close at the finish against Serge. I'm not sure who his partner was.
Richard Tetrow.
Oh, okay. And it was one of those situations where the finish line was, you know, not perfectly straight.
Yeah.
And, you know, but what a, I mean, I'm not sure anybody has given him that kind of run, you and Bruce did that year.
Yeah, that was a big chance for me to win. And, of course, it was our first year, mine and Bruce's first year here, so we didn't really know the course very good, and that was a little tricky, and because it's a hard course.
Mm-hmm.
Even know where you're going, like, it's a lot of little tricky things, and that was unfortunate, but, like, that's the way it goes, so...
Okay. How many finishes do you have at the, or do you even count anymore, in Michigan at the El Sable?
You know, after a while, you just lose track of all that stuff. So.
How old are you now, Tim?
I'm 60.
Tim is 60 years old. He looks great, guys, and such a pleasure to speak with him. We're going to bring it back to the studio for Canoe Regatta 2013. I'm Craig Stevens, WCDO.
All right. Thank you very much, Craig. Tim.